Hello again. Today, the last day of June, marks the 100th day since our nation was plunged into the world of necessary controls and restrictions due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Today is also the 182nd day of the year 2020. Folks, we will soon reach the halfway point of a truly historic year. And what a year. For a moment, let's think back on January 2020. Perhaps like me, you had some specific hopes for the new year. Did you ever imagine that 2020 would be so tumultuous, with the virus sweeping throughout the planet, bringing with it not only death and economic depression, but a series of destruction to so many dreams and hopes of young and old alike? Then too, issues of racial injustices have been raised again within our nation so politically polarized. And so it seems that it was a prophetic gesture when Archbishop Wilton Gregory gave an icon of Jesus calming the storm at sea to all the priests who attended the annual dinner on Epiphany Sunday, January 7th. Reflecting upon today's gospel about the storm at sea from the 8th chapter of Matthew makes the archbishop's iconic gift even more significant. For since this turbulent year began, are we not navigating through one storm after another? And the year 2020 is only half over. Reflecting upon the storm at sea, I discovered that an underlying theme is the action of the Holy Trinity. Each person of the Holy Trinity seems to be playing a part. We first of all find Jesus in the boat with his apostles. Jesus is asleep, and then amidst the storm is suddenly awakened and hears the fearful cries of his apostles as they plead Jesus to do something. Curious that they did so, don't you think? Somehow the apostles believed and hoped that Jesus could do something to calm a natural and powerful force. And Jesus did. And so the waters are calmed. But is Jesus alone? Is not the presence of our created God also being manifested? The God whom Jesus proclaimed as Father. The same God who, as we read in the very first chapter of Genesis, is the God who breathed upon the waters. Yes, instilling the stormy waters that threatened the lives of the apostles, God as creator, controller, and father of creation is being revealed. And then as we reflect further about this passage, we will find the Holy Spirit being manifested in the hope and fearful faith of the apostles. While certainly not perfect, the apostles plead, "Lord, save us, we are perishing." Is it not really a prayer inspired by the Holy Spirit with them to ask Jesus to do something? As St. Paul proclaimed in Romans, the Spirit comes to us in our weakness. So, friends, we may consider that the Holy Trinity is being manifested in this passage about the storm at sea. The human presence of Jesus, the all-powerful presence of the Creator, and the inspiring presence leading the apostles to prayer, revealed upon reflections as three persons in actions and participating in the lives of human beings in stress. With these manifestations in mind, allow me to conclude with a prayerful litany that when we face the storms in our world and in our lives, we may find the calm and consolations revealed in the Holy Trinity. We pray, amidst the chaos of the COVID-19 pandemic, demonstrate to us, O God, your calm and consolations. Amidst the chaos of our world of injustices, reveal to us, Jesus, your calm and consolations. Amidst the chaos of a threatened planet, invite us, O Father, into your calm and consolations. Amidst the chaos of uncertain employment, show us, Holy Spirit, your calm and consolations. And when we feel frustrated and hopeless, Remind us, O Holy Trinity, of your calm and consolations. Amen.